Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
It's good to have you here today as you join with me and all these other listeners. We are in the midst of an introduction to the Bible's Old Testament book of Job. Before we get to the text, I want to make certain we understand Job in context. We're investing time in this introduction because I want to make certain that we read the book of Job in the context of the Bible. When studying the scripture, I have the conviction that we cannot just pull a verse, a chapter, and certainly not an entire book out of the Bible, ripping it out of its context. When we do that, we run into all sorts of problems. This is why I favor having a good, long period of time to teach the Word of God. As the people of God, we have to give our preachers and teachers time to develop the biblical text by spending precious minutes on context. You'll notice we have been doing cross-referencing, that is, reading something in Job and then finding a similar passage in another book of the Bible. We compare what is in one book to that which is written in another. Cross-referencing, it's great. I want to encourage you to have your Bible open in front of you as you listen to these and to move back and forth with me within the biblical text. If you cannot, go back to the Bible later tonight. This is why when I preach, I always ask for 45 minutes minimum. Churches look at me like I'm crazy. When I recently preached at a church online due to the coronavirus restrictions, the sermon came in at 31 minutes. I felt like I had committed a great sin given the 30-minute time limit for the Sunday sermon at that church. Brothers and sisters, preachers ought to have at least 15 more minutes of our time. All right, that's me tucking in an opinion. But I am serious about this. And I do grant you that if the preacher is boring or unprepared and he just wanders, then giving them more time is very dangerous indeed. But since I try not to be boring and definitely not to be unprepared, let's move back into our introduction. Thus far, we have learned Job was a real man in a real place during a real period of history. We have found evidence for that. Now we are moving along in this introduction by talking about when Job lived. I believe it was during the patriarchal period, and last time I shared with you an opening insight into why I believe this. Let me remind you of what I said. Job lived in the patriarchal period during the same time as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, so around 2000 BC. Job lived around 2000 BC. And when we do the math in the book of Job, we find this sum. Job lived to be 200 years old. 200 years old. That fits with how long men lived during that period. For example, the Bible tells us that Abraham's father lived to 205, and Abraham died at 175. I said last time that Job may well have known Jacob. Well, the Bible says Jacob lived to be 147. So for Job to live to 200 fits the lifespan of the patriarchal period. And this is where we left off yesterday. And now here is the second reason I believe Job lived at the time of the patriarchs. Job was a wealthy man, and so were Abraham and Jacob. And how was their wealth measured? Listen to Job chapter 1, verse 3. His possessions also were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and very many servants. And Job chapter 42, verse 12 says, "The Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning, and he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys." That was Job chapter 42 and verse 12. And now let's compare that to how Abraham's wealth was measured. I'm reading now Genesis chapter 12, verse 16. This is Genesis 12, verse 16. "Now Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold." There is the emphasis on livestock. And listen to how Jacob's wealth was measured. This is Genesis chapter 30, verse 43. Genesis 30, verse 43. So the man became exceedingly prosperous and had large flocks and female and male servants and camels and donkeys. And this is Genesis chapter 32, verse 5. Genesis 32, 5. I have oxen and donkeys and flocks and male and female servants. The point is that during the patriarchal period, this is how wealth was measured. I believe Job lived then. I continue to give you reasons why I believe Job lived during the patriarchal period around 2000 BC, and here is my third reason. Third, reading the book of Job in the context of the whole Bible tells us that he lived before the time of the Mosaic Law and the Old Covenant priesthood. Nowhere in Job do we read of the priesthood, laws, the tabernacle is not mentioned. Let me prove this to you from reading Job chapter 1, verse 5. I am reading now Job chapter 1, verse 5. When the days of feasting had completed their cycle, Job would send and consecrate them, rising up early in the morning and offering burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "Perhaps my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did continually. Job served as the family's priest. Job is preparing sacrifices on behalf of his children. There was no priest there to do it, so Job did. Clearly, the Aaronic priesthood had not yet been established. When you have a chance today, read Job 1 verse 5 and see that Job served as the family's priest. And by priest, I mean that in the context of what God will command later in the Old Testament. Another example is that in the law given by God to Moses, when a man died, his daughters could inherit his estate only if his sons were already dead. But in the case of Job, his daughters received an inheritance. Listen to Job chapter 42, verse 15. Job 42, verse 15. In all the land, no women were found so fair as Job's daughters, and their father gave them inheritance among their brothers. Well, there you go, ladies. If your dad were rich and you have brothers, you would have much preferred to live during the time of the patriarchs than after the law was given. In the law given by God to Moses, when a man died, his daughters could inherit his estate, but only if his sons were already dead. But in the case of Job, his daughters received an inheritance. I believe this is because Job lived ahead of the time the law was given. Are you with me? I'm giving you biblical examples of why I believe Job lived during the time of the patriarchs, and here's two more golden nuggets. And let me remind you, I am drawing these from Stephen Lawson's commentary on Job that I mentioned yesterday. Dr. Lawson helped me pull these out of the Bible. You musicians will love this one. In the book of Job, we read about instruments like the timbrel, harp, and flute. Same in Genesis. I have time to compare two texts. This is Job 21, verse 12. Job 21, 12. They sing to the timbrel and harp and rejoice at the sound of the flute. And now listen to Genesis chapter 31, verse 27. Genesis 31, 27. I might have sent you away with joy and with songs, with timbrel and with lyre. And finally, what is some more biblical proof that Job lived during the time of the patriarchs? Listen to this. The name for God, Shaddai, meaning God Almighty, is used 31 times in the book of Job, and the patriarchs were very familiar with it. Shaddai. I have two texts from the patriarchal period to read to you. Both times God will speak. Listen to Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. Now when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless." In Hebrew, God Almighty is Shaddai. Genesis 17, verse 1. That's Genesis 17, 1. And in Exodus chapter 6, verse 3, this is God again. And I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name, Lord, I did not make myself known to them. There it is again, Shaddai, God Almighty. As we read the book of Job, we will read about God Almighty. Exodus chapter 6, verse 3. Well, I think this is ample evidence that our man Job lived during the patriarchal period. This is why I believe Job lived when he did. We packed in a lot today with several scripture references. We are cross-referencing, a practice we all ought to have in Bible reading. This greatly enhances our understanding of what God is saying to us. And before I outline the book of Job and we take an overview of all the key characters, tomorrow I want to share with you some unique features found in the book of Job, not found elsewhere in the Bible. So I hope that you will join me for that. By the way, if you would like a copy of my outline for the book of Job, you can write to me for it. The quickest way to get it is via email, but some of you might prefer to send a request to my post office box. Either way, let me know and I will get it to you. And speaking of writing, do not forget to write me in this month. It is May, and May is the month for mail. First-time writers will receive this free gift, Knowing God, by J.I. Packer. I'll ship it to you direct from Amazon as soon as I receive your correspondence. If you're wondering, what should I include in my email or letter? Just this, your mailing address and what station you listen on, or the podcast. That's all. If you want to, add a comment, a criticism, a question, and/or a prayer request. I will pray for you. It's crucial I know you are listening, so please do take me up on my offer today. Tomorrow is Friday, and Lord willing, I will be here, and we will finish the week strong, continuing to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.